T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Governor Tom Wolf, who joins us live on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Governor, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. Yeah, tell Kevin I said hi.
I will do so. No doubt he's listening. He's just a news hound, so I'm sure he's tuned in. We had a conversation, I know, in mid-December, and I want to just reiterate right off the top, with the surge of Omicron, your status in terms of a potential shutdown, anything like we've had in the past here in the state of Pennsylvania, where do we stand today?
Where I was back in the middle of December. I mean, we have the vaccine. That's our strategy right now, and everybody has the ability to protect themselves. The only thing back in the fall was that children under the age of 12 didn't have access to the vaccine. When that happened, I think the need for special state mitigation went away. The vaccine is our strategy, and people need to get the vaccine.
And I will say that John Longstreet, who is the president and CEO of the Pennsylvania Restaurant Lodging Association, gave you kudos for how you have handled that from their perspective. So just wanted to make sure people understand that's where we are today. I have a question.
Yeah, and he just on that, Larry, I think that, and he represents the restaurants, and the restaurants, you know, have paid a particularly heavy price for this pandemic. I mean, this has been tough on everybody, but especially on the hospitality industry, which he represents. And in the early days before the vaccine, you know, there just weren't a lot of options. We didn't even have the protective equipment we needed, masks and things like that. And we had to do things very differently then. Now we have all these things, and we can live lives a lot more freely than we could before. We don't have to make the same harsh decisions we did 2 years ago. So we're in a different place.
Are we seeing what we might think is the peak or of this latest surge? They said in the East that it's starting to peak. Have you heard anything from healthcare professionals about that here?
We think that the peak in cases is probably going to come sometime in the next couple of weeks. But then hospitalization, it usually lags that by 2 weeks, so that peak will come early February. So it's tough to predict. Omicron seems to be less serious in terms of the what it does to people, but it's easier to contract. Again, it seems to do well if people have gotten, especially if they've gotten the booster. And so it just reinforces the need. I think 90% or more of the people who are in intensive care and, you know, way up in the 90s in terms of people who run ventilators or ECMO machines, are unvaccinated. So the message is clear. Get vaccinated. Get the vaccine.
We're with Governor Tom Wolf. Governor, as a Democrat, and our mayor here, Ed Gainey, the new mayor is a Democrat, as you know, Rich Fitzgerald, they have supported the possibility of Pittsburgh being one of the four cities considering the GOP 2024 convention. As the governor, do you have any issue with that happening here that might bring $25 million to the local economy?
I think it would be a great thing. You know, Philadelphia had the RNC convention in 2000, And then it had the DNC convention in 2016, and both, I think, showered a lot of nice attention on Pennsylvania and on Philadelphia and brought a lot of economic activity to the city. I think the same thing would be true if the RNC chose Pittsburgh.
Well, that's good to hear. Our talk show host, Marty Griffith, is going to be talking about that right after the news at 9 and see some people locally who may oppose that and see if he can change her mind, Bethany Hallam from the county council. Meanwhile, I don't have to tell you how cold it is. We're down to feels like temperature of 1 this morning, and energy is a big issue. And I know yesterday that you vetoed a Senate concurrent resolution 1. Can you tell us what that's about and what you didn't like about that?
Well, yeah, I mean, I support the Regional Greenhouse Gas Initiative, and there are two reasons why I support it. One, environmentally, we need to make sure that we, yes, we need the energy, but we also need to be able to breathe the air. So this is important. But the second thing is this is good for workers. We have seen coal-fired power plants shut down over the last 20 years all across Pennsylvania. And each time that's happened, neither the community nor the family, actually nor the workers, have gotten anything in terms of compensation or readjustment allowance. With Reggie, this is going to provide funding. I mean, there's two bills, one in the House and one in the Senate, companion bills, that would address this. It would say, you know, a lot of the money coming out of Reggie, and it's hundreds of millions of dollars a year, would go, a big portion of that would go to directly to displaced workers. That hasn't happened in the past. You know, there's been a wringing of hands and just sort of saying, I'm really sorry for the tough transition that you're going to have to make here, but we're not going to really help you. With Reggie, we had the funds, and they can be dedicated, and that's what we ought to be talking about. You know, how much should go to the workers? How what's the best way to help the workers make the readjustment when these shutdowns take place? They're going to take place whether we like it or not. And it seems to me the folks who are against Reggie, I mean, there's an obvious environmental issue here. We really want to move as quickly and seamlessly as we can away toward the sustainable energy future that we know we need. But in the meantime, we ought to have the funds to actually pay for to help workers and families and communities make the adjustment. And that's what Reggie does.
And again, Reggie, the acronym for Regional Greenhouse Gas Initiative. And finally, Governor, where do we stand with redistricting? It's going to be really important here. When the maps come from the legislature, would you veto them if you don't like them? Or do you have any kind of preconceived notion of what's going on with that right now?
Yeah, in Pennsylvania, as you know, the governor plays no role at all in the maps that are drawn for state Senate and state House seats. And that's a separate commission, and that's being chaired by a person nominated by the Supreme Court, former chancellor of the University of Pittsburgh. My role is a simple one, and that is to either sign or veto the map for the U.S. congressional map that comes from the General Assembly. And I have put together what I'd really like to see is a nonpartisan, non-politician, objective map drawing commission that would be set up that would not have would not be responsible to the General Assembly. In other words, get politicians out of choosing their voters. And so I haven't been able to convince the General Assembly to create that kind of an official commission, so I've created my own. And they have taken testimony all around the state, 8 different times in person, 1 virtual. Plus, my website invites people to send in maps or any ideas on redistricting. It's an open process. This group has also published a list, which I believe is the right one, of 3 broad guidelines as to what a fair map should look like, and have shared that with the General Assembly. They keep wanting to do sort of negotiations, and I'm saying, I've been in politics for 7 years, but I mean, this is not, democracy is not something you negotiate, it seems to me. You want fair rules. I don't want the home team to get five strikes and the visiting team to get two strikes in a baseball game. I don't think that's fair. So, I mean, I'm a strong supporter of the home team, but I think they ought to be, each ought to have the same rules applied to them. And so I think that's what I'm trying to do here. It's not something that you negotiate. It's something that you try to figure out what's the fairest possible way to do it. So I have been meeting with the commission, publishing the guidelines, and sharing that with the General Assembly and sharing my opinion of what I've seen so far of the General Assembly efforts. And we'll continue to do that. And if they send me something that conforms to the guidelines and I think it's fair, I'll sign it. If not, I'll veto it. And it goes to the Supreme Court. And then they're the ones that make the ultimate decision on the map.
And, Governor, I saw 13 Republicans who want to take your job when you exit the office. Did you happen to watch, just out of curiosity, the debate last week they had?
No, I didn't.
Okay. It's hard to determine who's going to rise to the head of that group.
Yeah, I don't know. It'll be interesting to see. And I'm glad there are a lot of people who want this job.
As always, Governor, we appreciate your time.
As you know, I'm term limited, so this is my last year.
Right. Yeah. I mean, we assume everybody knows that, but maybe not. We'll see who throws their hat in the ring next week. But meanwhile, thank you for your time, as always. We do appreciate you. Stay safe.
Thank you, Larry, and give my best to Kevin.
Will do. Governor Tom Wolf.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.